Slovakia conservatives advocate stricter gambling ad laws. A coalition of conservative parties in Slovakia is pushing for a revamp of the law of advertising and media services to better protect young people and vulnerable groups. Slovensko, For the People, and Christian Union, KU, have submitted a joint proposal to the National Council of Slovakia to revise media laws encouraging alcohol and gambling promotions without adequate regulations. The government is facing pressure from the coalition to justify the lack of restrictions on gambling and alcohol advertising, given the age restrictions on the products and the potential health risks. The parties criticize existing regulations governing alcohol advertising as ambiguous and poorly defined, potentially misleading customers. Furthermore, they argue that children are exposed to gambling advertisements, which run without time restrictions, and put them at risk of developing harmful habits, including impulsive behavior and addiction. In the proposal, the conservative parties urge the government to ban TV ads for gambling services and alcoholic beverages from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. Slovakia amended its Gambling Act in 2019 to align with EU market competition regulations, effectively ending Tipo's monopoly on online casino and poker games. The move allowed other licensed operators to enter the market and significantly boosted gaming activity in the country. In 2023, players in Slovakia wagered a total of 21.4 billion euros, according to the annual figures released by the Slovakian Gambling Regulation Office in April this year. However, the updated gambling regime failed to address advertising rules, ignoring repeated requests from the Office of Gambling Regulation for tighter controls. Global movement to regulate gambling ads. The proposed measure mirrors efforts being carried out in other countries to regulate gambling advertising. Last week, the Lithuanian parliament approved legislation restricting gambling promotions, with implementation slated for July 2025. The country's 2025 budget has allocated an additional 4 million euros to the Media Support Fund to compensate media outlets for inevitable revenue losses that will be incurred from the gambling advertisements ban. Additionally, the Northern Ireland All-Party Group, APG, recently submitted a proposal to the government, seeking a complete transformation in the way gambling operators advertise their services in the region.